Yes.
I don't know if you heard this right or say it right, but
okay.
I know we worship Radharani, and we can't put our material womanly form on the same plane as Radharani.
Yes.
But I'm feeling like, and men kind of come from women, but I feel like there's this kind of, I don't know where women stand, or like, how come there's such a difference, and how come we can't dance, or go swim in the coon in a bathing suit, or, you know, just simple things like that, or, and if we're all like Jiva souls,
yes,
then how come there's such a separation, you know, in everything we do?
Okay. Shall I just answer, or are you going to? Okay. Is because men have a strong, sometimes uncontrolled tendency to exploit women. This is it in a nutshell. That's the short answer. Because men like to exploit women. So, in modern context, it's seen as oppressive to women. And it may be in different ways, but what is it based upon originally is the tendency of men to exploit women. And these ancient cultures, we'll see, the more, you know, India, China, etc., the very old ones, see that the male-female situation is dealt with extreme cautions.
Поэтому в древних культурах, индийская, китайская, существуют некие ограничения.
And so at least we should understand in principle where whatever we're seeing at present, what did this stem from? Where did it come from?
И чтобы мы не видели сейчас, мы должны подумать, откуда источник.
So the original idea was to minimize the exploitation of women, not to oppress them or repress them.
То есть причина состоит в том, что вся эта культура построена на том, чтобы защитить женщин от эксплуатации.
Now, how much the present in any place in the world represents the original is debatable.
В какой степени, как бы, в современном мире существует некая подлинная культура, это очень относительно.
And how much adjustment shall be made in light of modern culture and civilization should be carefully assessed.
Мы должны смотреть очень внимательно, в какой степени мы можем, так сказать, принимать некие современные принципы жизни, до какой степени.
Seeing women dancing, I mean, this is famous since the beginning of time. Dancing girls gives pleasure to men. When men see, by inversion, when men see girls dancing, it incites them to mundane pleasure, which awakens the tendency in them to want to exploit those very women.
Та же причина, когда мы видим там танцующих женщин, это побуждает зачастую людей желание эксплуатировать их.
So, that's right. We live in the world of exploitation.
Поэтому мы живем в мире эксплуатации.
There's the world of exploitation, renunciation, and dedication.
Есть мир эксплуатации, есть мир наслаждения, есть мир самопознания.
These safeguards were established in the world of exploitation to check the exploiting tendency.
Ті, хто знаходиться в мірі експлуатації, вони контролюють.
In some instances, it may reach the point where the very thing that was meant to safeguard and check exploitation has in itself become an oppression.
І зачастую якісь закони, які зберігають експлуатацію, можуть бути, так сказати, ну, самі по собі страдання.
I observe when Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, for example, observing the traditions and customs of that place, he did not create any anti-current. He didn't go against the current of their tradition and customs. And that means that Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Haridas Thakur didn't enter the Jagannath temple.
І він не виступав, а це значить, що його близькі спутники, такі як Крупа, Санатан Госвамі, Харідас Такур, вони не входили в храм Джаганната.
He did not interfere.
Он не став вносити змінення в цю культуру.
These are their customs, this is their tradition. We're respecting that.
Це їх традиція, це їх закони, ми почитаємо.
There are people in Bengal, but not limited to, and academicians who try to portray Mahaprabhu as some sort of social reformer, even a communist.
Есть люди, которые в Бенгале пытаются Махапрабху выставить как социального реформатора и коммуниста.
When he says Naham Bipro Natchanarapati Napi Vaishana Shudro, you know, I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra, I'm not a householder, a Brahmin, a sannyasi. You know, they say, see, he's a Mahaprabhu was a communist.
Тогда Махапрабху говорит свои шоки, я не то, не это, не саньяси, не брама, не шуда.
They don't point to the bottom line of that sloka. Or he says, Gopi Bartur Padakamalayo Dasa Dasana Dasa. What am I? I am aspiring servitor of a servant of a servant of the lotus feet of the Braja Gopis. That's my aspiration. That's my inner identity. And that's our aspiration, every man, woman, and child, in connection with Krishna consciousness. And so you can say, in the contrary, it's to embrace this spiritual feminine position. But I will suggest, by inversion of this principle of not interfering with those cultures and traditions, that when the Krishna consciousness movement is in the Western world or other parts of the world, that applying the same principle, whatever is current there will not interfere with that either.
Поэтому со своей стороны можно сказать, что есть определенные потоки здесь, но в других культурах мы не обязательно должны.
So people will approach us to find what is our position on gender issues or such things. And I will say, our interest is in, as expressed by Mahaprabhu, we're not taking our stand there in any particular social position. we're pursuing this aspiration to be a servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of the Brajagopis, which means withdrawing from the mundane central plane, any sort of mundane sensuality across the spectrum.
І коли ми говоримо о других культурах, то наша задача не пытаться навязать какую-то свою новую культуру, а не принимая каких-либо социальных условностей, мы должны нести правильный поток идей служения, самопредания, самоотдания.
So we won't interfere with any as any particular culture is evolving, but neither do we want that to be imposed on Krishna consciousness. Those standards will now be imposed on Krishna consciousness. No.
Соприкасаться, вмешиваться в них, но с другой стороны хотим, чтобы эти культуры также несли какие-то свое влияние на культуру сознания Кришны.
So we have to be clear about what is the sum and substance of this movement.
Мы должны понимать, в чем суть этого движения.
And for example, we're here in India at present. Like even super sophisticated modern reporters for the United States and Europe, when they're in different countries, like now they're in so many Muslim countries, you'll see some lady wearing a veil when she has to give some respect to whatever is in vogue in that local culture.
И мы видим часто, что известные журналисты или известные люди, когда они приезжают в какие-то исламские или другие страны, например, они одевают платок или еще что-то делают.
And if they try to impose some modern Western standard of acceptable femininity upon some ancient cultural tradition, it may create a volatile situation, they're finding also.
Если эта женщина, например, будет пытаться перенести какую-то древнюю традиционную культуру, поведение, образ жизни современной, так сказать, городской женщины, то это может внести некую дисрезонанс в эту культуру.
So, these things are external.
Это внешние вещи.